Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we look at the readings for the Mass for the third Sunday of Easter. And the antiphon for today's Mass says, "Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. O sing to the glory of his name. O render him glorious praise." Alleluia. Easter isn't just a day. We have many days to celebrate. And we want to. Don't just say, "Oh, well, that's all over." No. This is the third Sunday of Easter. That's how the church labels it. The third Sunday of Easter. This isn't after Easter. So open your heart. Give God time in prayer. If it starts out with 5 minutes, that's all right. But get prayer into your life every day. Ask God to teach you and help you, because he will. He will. The opening prayer for today says, "May your people exalt forever, O God, in renewed youthfulness of spirit, so that rejoicing now in the restored glory of our adoption, we may look forward in confident hope to the rejoicing of the day of resurrection, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever." Think of this. I mean, this is just beyond comprehension in one way, that God would love us so much is to take on our own flesh and blood and walk with us for 33 years. And then we put him to a cross and killed him. Brothers and sisters, he loves us. Think of that. Think of where you get all bent out of shape when somebody does something against you. Look at what we did to Christ, and look what he does for us. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. Sing to the glory of his name. Render him glorious praise. Let's take a look at the first reading, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, verses 13 to 15, and then 17 to 19. Peter said to the people, "The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and denied in Pilate's presence, when he had decided to release him. You denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked that a murderer be released to you. The author of life you put to death, but God raised him from the dead. Of this we are witnesses. Now I know, brothers, that you acted out of ignorance, just as your leaders did. But God has thus brought to fulfillment what he had announced beforehand through the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away." Brothers and sisters, his death and resurrection are real. They're not just a pious story. They're real. Come close to the one who has saved you from eternal death if you simply draw closer and closer to him. Open your heart, even today. Psalm 4 says, "O Lord, let your face shine on us." I think if his face shone on me, I'd be blinded. But then when God shines his face, who knows? Lord, let your face shine on us. He can do that. "When I call, answer me, O my just God. You who relieve me when I am in distress, have pity on me and hear my prayer. Know that the Lord does wonders for his faithful one. The Lord will hear me when I call upon him." Take that. Don't think that God should answer you right away. Bring your needs. Bring your fears. Bring your worries. Bring your hopes. Bring all of that to God. Talk to him about it. Because the Lord hears us. He hears every word. The Lord, says the psalm, will hear me when I call upon him. O Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on us. You put gladness into my heart. As soon as I lie down, I fall peacefully asleep, for you alone, O Lord, bring security to my dwelling. I only live because of Jesus, and Jesus lives to bring me home to him one day forever. Yes, we fail. Yes, we make mistakes. Yes, we sin. Simply repent. Go to confession. Know the freedom that God wants for you, even in this life, the freedom of your soul and your spirit, because you're seeking to follow him, and when you fail, you ask forgiveness. That's what God wants to do for you. In the first letter of John, chapter 2, verses 1 to 5, says this, "My children, I am writing this to you so that you may not commit sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is expiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for those of the whole world." You're not eliminated. The way we may be sure that we may know him is to keep his commandments. Those who say, "I know him," but do not keep his commandments are liars, and the truth is not in them. But whoever keeps his word, the love of God is truly perfected in him. Whoever keeps his word, the love of God is truly perfected in him. We all make mistakes. We all fail. We are imperfect, and we know that we're imperfect. Brothers and sisters, turn to him. He will forgive you gladly. If it's a serious sin, go to confession. But when I do things just little, just a thought goes through my mind and I'm, you know, whatever, just say, "God, I'm sorry." He loves you. He loves you more than you love yourself. And believe me, that's a lot sometimes. And the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 35 to 48, says this, "The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, 'Peace be with you.' But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, 'Why are you troubled? Why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have.' And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, 'Have you anything here to eat?' They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them." Can you imagine what it would be like for those apostles? Startled, shocked, overjoyed, and terror all at the same time. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Oh, brothers and sisters, can you imagine what that must have meant for them? They'd be knocking on their heads and trying to see, is this a dream? What is this? But he asked them, believe, it is I. Look at my hands, look at my feet, look at me. This is your Lord and your God, your Savior. Brothers and sisters, he wants us to live with him forever. He doesn't want any of us to be lost. And I've talked to people that sometimes who just say, oh, well, maybe someday I'll think about that. And I think it's life eternal or it's death with nothing. What have we done? Do we thank him? Do we thank him daily, at least weekly? Do we thank him for what he has done for us? Do we ask him, draw us closer to you, Lord? Just draw me closer. I'm not saying that you would experience anything, but that doesn't mean that God doesn't hear your prayer. And you watch in the days ahead. He loves you. He wants you close to him. And not just because he revealed himself, but an increase of your faith to say, I believe no matter what comes, no matter what happens, I believe. He loves you. He really, really loves you. And I want you to take this into your heart. We have very, very little time here. But right now, in these closing moments, let me just say on all our behalf, Jesus, you are my Savior. Your Father is in heaven. You are in heaven. And I desire with all my heart to be with you in heaven. So help me see my sins. Help me repent from our sins. Don't be afraid. Anything that you've carried, maybe even for years, bring it to the Lord. If you are Catholic, bring it to confession. But take time even before confession just to talk quietly to God by yourself and thank him. Thank him. This God of ours died a horrible death for you and for me. Think of that. Can we not at least thank him daily? And can we, if we're true disciples of Christ, can we not change our lives by his grace to become more and more like him? That's what he wants. I'm not saying that if I see you and you say you listen to Catholic radio, that I should see some kind of aura around you. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that you will know Christ more and more and more if you open your heart to him. Don't think, oh, well, it's just this way. It's the way it always is. No. Open your heart and wait. Might be days, might be weeks, might even be months. God hears you. God does not forget. He loves you. So if you're suffering great sorrow right now, turn to him. He hears you. If you're suffering in any way, please bring it to the Lord, for he hears you and loves you. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.